Oh man.
Okay. Well, you ready?
Yeah.
Do this.
Welcome back to episode 2.
Yay, you came back.
You came back. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
This episode's going to be really fun because who are we talking about?
This episode we are dedicating to GOT7.
Yes, the love of our lives.
They ruin everyone's life. And I'm sure you guys, if you're listening to this English? What is that? Listening to this podcast, you probably are aware of the group. And if not, then you should look them up.
Oh, yeah.
And watch all of the, like, the hot mess that has GOT7, like, those videos on, like, YouTube. You know, it's like,
oh, I love those.
Oh, introduction to GOT7.
My favorite ones were the Tom and Jerry ones.
Yeah. They have a classic Tom and Jerry on their group, in the group.
I would save hours just watching those videos.
They're just fun.
They're so funny.
But that's what we're talking about today. I am super, super pumped. And if you guys listened to our first episode, you would know that, like, GOT7 was not our first group that we got into, but they were, like, our second-ish, and we really went in on it. Like,
oh, yeah.
We found them through BTS, and we were like, yes, let's go ham right now on this group.
For sure, for sure. And I was thinking about this the other night, just because I was thinking of, like, oh, like, tomorrow we have to record. Like, I wasn't just randomly thinking about this. But I was like, if we were in a room, now this is just my opinion, if with, like, say, BTS and then GOT7, I feel like we would get along with GOT7 more.
Yeah.
Just personality-wise.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I think our personalities would just click better.
I think because... don't get me wrong. In ARMY, like, chill. I think with the new fame that BTS has received, they still have the personalities and they still are, like, themselves, but I think they're more cautious of just what they do. And rightfully so, when you have now everybody's eyes on you, like,
yeah,
it really makes sense to be careful. A little bit more cautious and careful what you say. And but because GOT7 isn't at that, like, superstar level yet, they really just don't give any fucks, and it clearly shows. And I think that just aligns better with me and Katie's, like, just the way we are.
Yeah. I mean, if you've ever seen an interview, GOT7, more likely than not, they will start interviewing themselves. Like, you don't even need to be there.
Yeah, they don't need it. They don't need an MC.
No, they'll just take over for you.
Okay, so if you guys know GOT7, then this will be a fun episode for you. And please let us know who your bias is. But we're about to just, like, completely geek out. So if you guys hate GOT7 for whatever reason, like, you know of them, but you just hate them, like please excuse yourself from the podcast.
Yeah.
We don't have any room for hate. No room for hate on this podcast. We are multi-stans. We stand, like, everybody.
All of it.
We stand K-pop in itself. So don't be a hater like that. That's ugly. Yeah. That's ugly energy. We don't need that.
Yeah.
Okay. With that being said, Katie, let the people know who your bias is.
Ooh, my heart already started racing. No, my bias is JB. Leader. Gets me every time. I tell you. And I can't decide if my favorite era of JB's is Just Right era or the look era, because I'm not gonna lie, I do love short mullet JB.
That was, yeah,
especially in the look music video when he's standing out there on, like, a balcony or something and the camera can zoom in on his face. Ugh, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Right. Anyways, that's my bias.
My Honestly, JB was my first bias in GOT7. Like when
was
I
he?
first, yeah, when I first got into the group, I was like full on, like, oh my god, he's so hot. I mean, he's so hot. Like, I mean, you kidding me? I mean, he's also super talented. Just yeah. Putting it out there. But it like switched once I got to know the like that was just more based on like appearance, like solely.
Right.
And once
right.
I got to know more of the personalities, I was like, ah, crackhead. That's mine. Got it. Check. So if you guys don't know, my bias is based off of that answer alone.
Can narrow it down to two. Come on. At least.
Crackhead who has always been tall, not recently. Growth spurt.
Not recently.
My bias is Yu-Gi-Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I hate him with every fiber of my being, so.
Naturally.
I don't want to spend too much time talking about him. He actually makes me frustrated. And if I were to ever see him, I don't know if I would, like, I don't know if I'd be stuck between, like, starstruck, like, or, like, anger that he wants to stand in front of me.
Like, you exist? How dare you?
How dare you be born?
call your mom right now.
But yeah, but we just kind of want to, now that we got like, you know, oh wait, who's your bias rocker?
Oh, Jin Young. Come on. Come on.
Mom and dad.
I do. I love it.
For you guys who like, you guys will like learn later on, Katie tends to bias the like parents of the group. You know, like when they say like, oh, he's like the dad. Oh, he's like the mom. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, whatever. She tends to bias and bias wreck like those, that like.
And it happens so naturally, though.
Yeah,
it does. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like I'm seeking those ones out and I'm going, okay, now he's my bias. Like, it'll just kind of happen. And I'm like, what? He's the leader? He's the father figure? I had really had no idea. I'm just like, shit.
I.
But yeah.
Yeah, and I tend to bias the crackhead.
Yeah.
And most of the time, they're the MacNays, which. You know, I have no words for that. I just, something about the crackheadness just really, like, attracts me, and I'm just like, I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Are there any MacNays that aren't really crackheads? Like, at the top of your head?
I mean...
Because they're all kind of, like, they kind of, like, are mischievous.
That's true. I mean,
some part.
You know what I wonder, and if anyone knows and you're listening to this, like, just DM me this answer. But I know some companies make, like, they tell the idols, like, what character, per se, like, what personality they'll play.
Oh.
I wonder if that's just, like, a unspoken, like, thing. Like, if you're the MacNay, you're either, like, the evil MacNay. Like, come on, how many times have you heard, like, the evil MacNay? Like, he's the one who really is the leader of the group. We, you know, like, I've
heard
that.
Yeah, doesn't listen, yeah.
Several groups have that, like, scenario. So I wonder if it's, like, an unspoken, like, that always has to be a position.
Like, you're given, like, your title and you have, like, a specific role to fill.
Yeah. Because I don't think it's, like, in how they do in the TV shows where it's, like, like, oh, the bad boy. Oh, like the, I don't think it's like that serious, but I do think that maybe they're like, hey, you're gonna be like the super outspoken one, so we need you to speak up.
Oh.
You know, like, maybe. And I think too, especially with GOT7, like, I think they're naturally that way. Like, I don't think Jackson is like not like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think with GOT7, though, is they bring it out of each other a lot more. Because if you see them separately, like, they're not as bad, but they really will feed off of each other's energy.
Yeah, that's true.
To make them even more crackheads, you know?
Well, and that's what makes me think that they are actually friends.
Yeah. Yeah, you can tell in groups. Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe we should do that. Maybe we should do an episode of, like, friends or foes, like, the groups that were like, oh, they're definitely do not talk. Maybe that can be like a, like an Instagram story or something.
Okay. Because you can even tell, like, okay, you guys are just kind of like One Direction kind of friends where it's like you guys are in a group together so you get along versus like you're going to be in each other's lives regardless if you're doing music or not.
Forever and ever and ever.
Yeah. Or BTS where they're all going to get married together and have a wedding together and do everything as seven. because they can't be separated from each other. Poor babies.
But I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with, so like, in just in like the trainee like program, like you go through that stuff together, like from a young age. Like you, like we don't make Europe and America, like we don't make our artists go through all of that intense crying, like, you know, we don't know. They don't do none of that. They post their videos on YouTube and get big and sign on the record label and then boom.
Like, Americans could not handle that kind of stress and pressure.
I'm suing you. I have no time to self-care. And I'm just... But to be fair, on the flip side of that, not to make such a joke of it, but, like, I do wish that the Korean industry would, like, chill.
Lighten up. Yeah. Yeah, loosen their reins a little bit.
I just had like a whole, I was just like JYP, like in my head I was like JYP.
JYP.
Katie, what are your thoughts on JYP as a company, not as a person?
Oh, I immediately thought of his spiky hair. As a company, I mean, I guess it's great. I mean, it's all right. They got some good groups.
Yeah.
I don't know. Obviously, I think I'm with everyone else, or I wish GOT7 just, like, was given a better, like, more opportunities, promotional-wise. Because yeah. I think that they could be bigger and better than what they are. But I don't really know much as a company itself.
I struggle with JYP only because sometimes it's hard for me to differentiate like JYP from JYP, and like he's the founder, he's like, you know, he's JYP, he's like, you know, the main guy, but then he's also an idol, and like him as an idol,
oh my god, he's gotta stop, someone has to stop him.
But exactly, he's the boss, so like who's gonna stop him?
I just, like, every time he comes out with like a new song / dance, I'm like, is he joking? Like, he's doing this to like make a joke, right? But I think he's like super serious and thinks it's like amazing.
I think because he might be surrounded by people who he aren't gonna tell him that it's bad.
Yeah.
Which is why he should hire us, and then I could gladly tell him.
Be his life coach.
Stop. Please.
I want to meet his wife. I just want to be like, how'd you guys meet? Tell me, what happened?
Well, and I think as a company, like, if I had to choose a company, I think JYP is a company that I would choose, because I feel like they have the best treatment for their art.
You would choose idol. YG? That's crazy.
Surprisingly, I wouldn't use YG. But I still think that with the amount of talent that is in GOT7, because, okay, I'm gonna be honest, there's some idol groups, I'm not gonna mention names right now, but there's some idol groups who I'm like, you are only kind of big because of your visuals, because of like, that's it. Like, your visuals carry for you. Like, I'm not going to say, like, they completely lack talent, but it's just, like, oh, like, okay, it's a group of, like, super, all super, like, attractive guys, and, like, your vocals are, like, mediocre, but, like, you know, but you can carry it, too. Like, you're not, like, terrible.
Right.
But then it's, like, you have a group like GOT7 where it's, like, they're all talented in the lanes that they're in.
Yeah.
But you just, like... What the fuck? Like, they don't get any...
Yeah.
You know, what's the word I'm looking for? Exposure.
Right. And I've heard, like, an issue. I've heard other GOT7 fans talking about is that GOT7 doesn't get, like, I guess as much free range to do, like, the music that they want to do. Because JYP always has to, like, intervene and, like, basically knock them down. You know, he'll, like, take out certain songs that they want to do or that they've written to, like, make it fit, I guess, like, the sound that he wants. And it's like, okay, I get it, because, like, this groupers bringing money into your company, but it's like, you gotta let the artist be an artist, you know? Because that's where they're gonna sound the best.
And, like, that's 100% true. Like, that's...
For sure.
That's honestly probably one of my biggest, like, irks that I have against JYP in general towards GOT7 is that, like, don't get me wrong, I love TWICE. Like, oh, yeah. I can like you all day. Like, it's... I love it. But, like, talent-wise, come on.
Yeah.
Like, are you serious? Like, JB is, like, producing these amazing songs that he can't post because JYP's like, that's not really your sound. How are you going to tell him that's not his sound? That's literally the song he just made. Like, it's clearly his sound. He clearly made it to suit him and the group.
It's like, it's not your sound, and you're jealous of that because you can't do this.
A part of me feels like that maybe not be the whole reason, but there's, like, a underlining reason of, like, jealousy of, like, like,
he can't be sexy like some of these other idols, and I think it really bothers him. Like, you will never be a JB. I'm so sorry.
You will never hit the stage like you him.
You may be Park Jin Young, but you will never be the Park Jin Young.
But that really frustrates me because
yeah.
They truly don't deserve, and then we're not trying to say like they're the only idol group that ever gets mistreated. Like, I feel like all idol groups get mistreated in some way.
Oh yeah, more often than not.
But we're not talking about them. We're talking about GOT7, and it frustrates me like that their security concerns go unheard, their promotions obviously go unheard. Like, just a lot of the things that you would think that because they are, and people are like, oh, you know, it's because TWICE or, you know, Stray Kids or whatever, like, they just bring in more money. Like, GOT7 brings in a lot of money for JYP. Like, a shit
ton. Love them. Their fans go hard.
Too much money for him to not give a shit about them.
Yeah.
No. If they were, like,
still so relevant.
A rookie group, or they, like, okay, then, you know, maybe, okay, they gotta earn their stripes. No, they've been there, done that, like, since debut. They have been a pretty consistent revenue for the company, and they consistently treat it like shit.
Yep.
Baffles me.
I know. And now there's rumors of them not renewing their contract. Have you heard this?
Yes. In January.
It scares me. It really scares me.
So here's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah.
I personally think they shouldn't renew their contract. I think they should not.
Join P Nation.
I think they're going to stay together.
Yeah.
And I think that's because they're smart enough, hopefully, to know that none of them can go solo and make it yet. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no Beyonce or Justin Timberlake of the group, or Jay Park of the group, even though 2PM did well without him, but still, like, so I mean, Jackson does solo stuff, but I mean, he technically already does solo stuff, so I guess it wouldn't really affect him. But like, JB, Jin Young, Young Jay, like, I don't think they're strong enough on their own to put stuff out and be making the same that they do now.
Yeah.
So I think they're still going to try to stay together. It's kind of like what Beast did. They left their company. They left Cube Entertainment. Surprising. And they went to some other entertainment. I don't know. And they changed their name from Beast to Highlight. So Highlight and Beast are pretty much the same group. But when they left, and that's the only thing I feel like would really suck, is if JYP was like, well, GOT7 is like our name, so
yeah,
you have to be GIT7. Have 7.
Savage 7. So,
yeah. Just 7. Yeah.
It's like, I want them to get out from underneath JYP to be able to do whatever they really want to do, but I really don't want them to split up.
Yeah, I don't. Heartbreaking. I just don't think, I don't foresee that them splitting.
I've had enough heartbreaks in K-pop. I can't stand anymore. Okay, I've had multiple biases be kicked out of their groups. I can't do it.
Stop talking about it.
But it's, we'll see.
Yeah, I think they're going to stay together or at least do something for the fans, like, you know, I don't know, make a YouTube channel. I don't know, but I feel like they're going to, we won't see the last of them if they decide not to renew their contract, which
yeah.
I personally think that they shouldn't just because, like, know your worth, GOT7, know your worth.
Yeah. No, Sia sitting there in P Nation, and he's just like has like this little countdown of all these groups, their contracts are like about to be up, and he's just like, come to Papa, come here, we'll produce you.
Join our imagine if we're like, we'll sign you.
If they actually agreed to that, I would ask every single person I knew for money. I would get out any kind of loan I needed. I would waste my, like bet my life on it just to support them.
I don't know if I can even be in the same area as.
Oh, no, we would never meet. That's silly. Maybe Mark. I think I could talk to Mark.
Oh, like, for sure. Right,
come here. This is what you're going to tell the group. Don't tell GB I said that, though, okay?
If he thinks it's stupid, then it wasn't me. If he thinks it's smart, then tell him it was me.
Ask him first. Ask him if it was a good idea, and then tell him the whole idea.
Oh, my gosh. It would be terrible.
Do you remember when I used to, like, not be able to stand Mark?
Yeah. You really did have it out for him. You were not his fan.
It's just because of that one video I watched. And it was just a video about him being, like, pissy in, like, different instances. But that was the very first video I ever watched on Mark. And so like, it's, like, the first impression I got.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know if there's a member that I just didn't like. Like, Youngjae is literally sunshine.
Oh, his laugh is everything to me.
Just his, like, big-ass smile and his, I mean, his voice is, like, legit, like,
yeah.
From heaven. I don't know. I think I've always liked all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everyone likes Jackson. I don't think you can be in K-pop if you... You can't like K-pop if you don't like Jackson Wang. We've already discussed this in our last episode.
Also, like, what is wrong with your personality to just not, like, enjoy Jackson Wang's personality?
It's like it's not what's wrong with you with Jackson. It's what's wrong with you for not
liking. Honestly, who hurt you? Are you jealous? Like, yeah. I mean, we have said before in the past that Jackson. We would not want Jackson as a boyfriend, but he'd be an amazing husband. Do you remember this whole conversation?
Oh, we did.
Like
me and Katie used to play these like cutthroat games where we would give each other like scenarios of like, okay, like this one's your best friend, but he we sound like legit. We sound like fucking like third graders. Okay, this one's
your best friend,
who like is secretly in love with you, and this one is like your boyfriend, but like. Doesn't really like you, but like, you know, just like scenarios like that. And then we would like literally our options that we'd give each other are like our top two biases or like our bias and our bias record of a group. Yeah, like we'd really try to like mess each other up.
Yeah, we were distraught about some of them.
Yeah, don't
some really of them went choose... unanswered.
Well, okay, easy. Don't ever make anyone be against Yugyeom because he's obviously gonna win, but Katie would always put Jungkook and Yugyeom on like as my choices. Which is such a shit thing to do because I honestly struggled with my ultimate bias being Yugyeom.
Yeah.
I was like, Katie, I don't know what to do. And she's like, which one do you like see first? I'm like, both of them.
They're both hanging off a cliff and you can only pull one up. Who do you pull up?
Throw myself off.
Oh,
they both fall and we all die together.
They'd be like, no, what the fuck?
Bitch.
No, yeah.
So if you guys ever want to like truly find out who your bias is, pin them against other biases that you think you have, and then your real bias will start to show through.
Just change up the scenario too, and it'll really help.
It's like, if you have to choose between who you're going to kill and you keep not killing this one, maybe that's your bias.
Yeah. I mean, I remember one you did was like, who's your soulmate, but like you don't end up with them, versus like, who's your husband or something like
that. Oh, I did.
Like that. And I was just like,
I think I gave you J Hope and
G-Dragon.
G-Dragon.
Yeah.
We're bitches.
It was fun, okay? College is boring.
Yeah, fuck getting a degree.
And it was winter in Alaska. Leave us alone.
That's true. That's true.
For most of it. Not all of it.
I mean, 6 months out of the year.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have a song that you don't like at all? That you're like, ugh, I fucking hate this song.
I've Got Sevens?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. And that's the thing that kind of like, I love most of their songs, but some of their songs are a little, I don't know what the word is. I don't know. It's just, it's not awful, but it's just also not great.
I feel like some of their songs.
But I don't want to say like it's their fault.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, this is just like the music that was given to them.
Yeah, JYP, fun and stuff.
Yeah. Because the songs that they end up writing are really, really good. Mm-hmm. Or having a hand in writing, I should say.
Yeah. I think the songs that I don't like from them, because, like, yes, as much as I love them, there are songs in that you just won't like. Like, everyone has their own taste. I don't really like the songs that are, like, too hip-hoppy. Because I don't feel like they're I feel like they're a very R&B type of group.
Like R&B kind of poppy.
Yeah, yeah, like pop R&B. Like,
yeah, yeah.
They can go, sure. they can do like just right, but they can also do like teenager, you know?
Yeah.
But the ones that are like too hip hoppy, I'm just kinda like, like they can do because they have rappers. But it's not just like
real rappers.
Yeah, they're like,
it's not like BTS rappers. It's like, oh, you guys are gonna rap.
Yeah, like Mark, he's just like.
can we just pause for a second and talk about how Mark gets the best lines ever, and it continues. What was their last song? Not by the Moon.
Yeah,
was that way. Uh-huh. I can't remember the line specifically, but he has a line where it's like, "If you're not here, I'm not here," and I'm like, "Yes, it's so awful. I love it."
Well, he gets like the random ass English like sentences. What's the line in
Is it Follow Me? It's like, go get it, girl.
Yeah, I'm a pretty boy.
Kind of, you'll never find a better boy.
What kind of rap is that? I cannot.
But I love it. It's like, I'm not mad at it. I just really like it.
Have a good time all night.
Mark's like, oh my fucking god, this is why he models. So he has
the lyrics and he's like, what the fuck am I saying? Yeah, so I'm not like a huge fan of like their like more hip-hoppy songs, although Follow Me is a bop. I listen to that one, but yeah. Like they're more like, I don't know, that area. I'm just kind of like, I'll find myself skipping those songs.
There are some songs, and it might be some of the same ones you're talking about, where I guess it's supposed to be like kind of hip-hoppy or like really loud pop, but I just feel like the music in the background, like there's just too much going on. It's just like too loud.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I'm kind of like, this just doesn't sound good.
Yeah,
and I
not. Just skip it.
And that's what I love about GOT7. It's like they can kind of do whatever, and it's like I will love and support them.
Like, that is called a stan, Katie.
Oh, there you go. I will say though, with their albums, like their sound, I don't want to say like all over the place, but they have lots of different sounds.
Yeah,
like, it's just not like the same thing album after album, which I really love.
Yeah, they do not like reinvent themselves, but they do experiment like with you know, which I wish some groups would do.
Seriously.
A little bit more.
Like, sometimes when you find the formula, that's good, but sometimes get a new formula.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. Maybe this just turned into like a let's just talk about JYP, because that made me think about something about Twice. Like, it frustrates me that I feel like they do have more talent, but because they're stuck in this like bubblegum, like pop yeah. sound, like you can't hear their talent. And like Momo, like her yeah, voice is deeper, but she has to sing.
That blows my mind that that is her natural singing voice, and they literally make her sing differently.
It's like,
How did she make it? It's like, oh, this girl's really cute, but we're gonna make her sing differently. Like, is that how auditions happen? Like
find that's something good, out. But take it up 2 octaves, like that. Like, and honestly, like, good for her for being able to do it like for a long amount of time. Because
honestly,
like, she does it live. She does it, like, I don't know. I could not, but I know. We're talking about Twice. We're talking about GOT7, and how much we adore them, but also how much we wish other people would adore them. I wouldn't say they're slept on, because I feel like they're pretty known. Like, mm-hmm. if you were to tell someone, like, name 5, like, K-pop groups, I'm sure GOT7 would be somewhere in there. Okay, maybe, like, name 10. Like, I'm 100% sure they'd be in the top 10 of, like, someone's, you know, list. But I just wish that they got more promotion, like fair and equal promotion. I feel like it's just so obviously one-sided towards the other groups, which is bound to happen, but not this often and this long. Like, okay, like if one promotion, like if they're banking on one promotion being bigger than another promotion, I can see them putting more money into the one I think is going to be bigger. But every single time, like, come on now.
Honestly, do you remember a couple years ago, this was back when we were both still living in Alaska, well, like the first time, and we watched that JYP video where he was like on stage giving some kind of like, I don't want to say like an education, he was giving like a speech, and he was like talking all about like how he's updating JYP, yes. And I remember he started talking about this like whole new project that
made an ugly ass sweater.
Yeah, the fucking sweater vest. And he was talking about like this project that they did, and how like instead of like the whole company working like on all the groups, he gave like all these certain staff members to one specific group.
Mm-hmm.
And that he said that's what they did with Twice, and obviously it worked out really well because Twice is super successful. And I'm like, okay, cool. So you practice it, you did it, you figured out it worked. Why not implement that now with your now groups?
Yeah,
like GOT7, it's like, let's change things up and give GOT7 more direct attention from staff members to help promote them, just like Twice.
Then you could have 2 powerhouse
groups. I'm like, you know it works, you said it works. Like, do it. I'm just curious.
Oh, to have a conversation with him.
I know
he speaks English, it'd be perfectly fine.
Like, hey, you come here. He's like, no.
You look kind of aggressive.
Look at me. What would you say? Okay, be completely honest and realistic. If you did, like, you go into an elevator and JYP just happens to go in the same elevator as you, do you say something to him? And what do you say?
I think I would say, oh my gosh, you're JYP. And he'd probably be like, oh yes. And be like, I freaking love GOT7. So much. I wish I saw more of them.
Be really subtle about it. I'd be like, you're not JYP. Call JB right now. Call him on your phone.
Let me see. FaceTime Union. Let me see. You're effing lying. I don't think it's you. Give me his number then. I don't know. I think it's me.
I don't trust you. You're lying.
You're a liar. He's like, no.
Yeah. He's doing Yu-Gi-Oh! Tell him the deal.
Honestly, no. Like I said, I think that he's smart.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a smart businessman. I think what I don't like about him is that he's not. You can't. When you're a leader, you can't be like biased. Like, you can't only care for like one part of something.
Yeah.
Like, when you're a leader, you have to do what's best for your people you're leading, like everybody, right. Not just like this group of people or this group of people, this group of people. So I do think he's smart, and I do think he treats his idols fair, and I think that's because he's an idol himself. He understands, like, oh shit, they're tired, or like, you know, like, oh, okay, well, he doesn't understand that because Twice has to come back every 2 weeks, but I feel like he's better equipped to understand those emotions. Like, if they were to talk to him, I feel like he'd be like, oh yeah, I get it, but like, too bad, but at least he understands it,
right?
But I just think where his flaw is that he can't be both. He can't be the idol but also be like the boss, because I feel like that's just not working out. And he should probably hire someone if he wants to still promote himself. He should probably hire someone to run the entire company, because I feel like then they would have a more, you know, bird's eye view, unbiased view about all the groups, and not just, you know.
Oh, for sure. I definitely think his own personal career just gets in the way.
Yeah.
Of the others.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think he has some growing to do as a person.
Yeah. I mean, it could be worse. It could be YG. Where they get locked in a dungeon for years.
Tune in next week as we talk about the scandals of the YG. The YG.
Oh, where is YG now? Is he just hiding at home?
Probably.
Can you imagine?
I would if I did a bunch of shady shit and then got caught red-handed. I'd be like, bye! You ain't gonna see me again. Especially in a, like, okay, you do that in America, like, you could probably, like, make a YouTube video and apologize, and they'd be like, oh.
Honestly.
But, like, in like, most East Asian, like, countries, like, there's no way you're gonna be able to, like, show your face again. Like, your life is done, dude.
Yeah, for sure.
But, like, in America, they make their bad reputation, like, their new reputation.
Yeah, honestly.
Like, oh, you don't know? Like, I'm a crackhead.
Isn't it, like, an American saying that, like, all publicity is good publicity?
Seriously.
I mean, or Americans are just like, whatever. I'll just wipe this cocaine from my nose. It's cool.
This is who I am now.
Meanwhile, poor Korean idols can't even think about marijuana. Like, the word, you can't even read it anywhere. And you get kicked out of your group, shunned in the whole country.
Oh, poor babies. That makes me so sad.
I would love to meet Mark's father. I follow him on Instagram. I don't know if anyone else does. I know a lot of GOT7 fans do. But he's just so cute. It's like this cute little old man. And he's so nice. And he just, like, loves the group so much.
And, like, when he posts pictures of Mark.
I know.
It's like that embarrassing father. You're like, stop. Like, literally millions of girls like me, Dad. You can't be posting this picture. I'm legit a worldwide star. You can't post these pictures. And then that's like, yeah, whatever, you're my son.
Do what I want. And then you have Bam Bam's mom, who, like, doesn't even care about Bam Bam.
It's all about JP.
Yeah, and then that one video, her ringtone was like an icon song. Wasn't even a GOT7.
That's real love right there.
Honestly. She still loves her son. She just loves Icon.
Can you blame her? I mean, they have Bobby. Like, come on now.
Ooh.
Bobby. I'll never say his name right. I just can't. I truly, just me saying his name right then and not saying it like that was weird, and I felt uncomfortable.
See, and that's another group where they were doing so well, and then they had, like, a little tiny scandal, and now it's like, you don't even hear from them. So if you guys haven't seen already on our Instagram page, which is at the stands next door, the comeback of the week is Super M. They come out with their first album today, actually, Friday, 25th. So
grossness.
Yeah.
It
They are something else. SM is like crazy for forming this group. I got all kinds of opinions on that.
Well, I just think, like, I honestly didn't think, I thought they were going to just be like a few songs group, you know, together every so often. I didn't know they were gonna like be like a
full-on group
like with the album and stuff. That really shocked me. I mean, I guess it's SM, so don't put them anything past them, but like, I just really thought, because there's so many stars in one group, I was like, there's no way they're gonna be able to keep them like together this, like, for long periods of time.
Yeah, probably because Shiny and EXO are all in the military.
They're like, give us work, give us something to do.
And Mark just gets dragged into it. Poor baby.
Poor Mark. Our next episode is gonna be called "Is Mark Okay?"
Honestly, I hope he, like, I mean, he must somewhat agree to all these projects, right? And maybe he's just thinking, like, oh, more money in my pocket.
But, like,
but that's a lot. He's doing.
Or do they just kind of say, like, hey, you're gonna go ahead and debut with this group? And he's like, okay, cool. Because, like, you know.
Maybe Mark's the type, he can't say no to people.
Oh, maybe that's his flaw. He's like a
people because he's so sweet.
Oh, Mark, say no, baby. You're tired. Say, I'm tired.
I mean, we have NCT 2020 coming out, what, next month also?
I'm not ready for any of that either, so.
So he's doing SM stuff, Super M stuff, NCT. It's rough. What's but it's just, story? Like, the people they chose for Super M, it's like, why would you put so many strong idols together? Like,
See, that was my thing. I was like, I understand, like, you have to put, like, one in there, like, maybe two for, like, just the pool of a crowd.
Yeah.
But they, like, packed it. Like, oh, let's just take the most popular member from each group we have.
Yeah.
They legit, I guess that's why they're called Super M, but they legit did, like, what every kid does when they, like, make their own, like, whatever, they get the best of everything. Like
fantasy football. Yeah.
Put them in a group.
I mean, what, they chose Taemin, which is the devil himself. They chose Kai, which is just disrespectful.
Also Lucifer. Right. You're also on the Satan, yes, we agree. Things we do are not godly. They're not.
It's an ungodly group. I just, ugh.
Ungodly group. That's what they should have been.
God turned the other way when they created that group. He's like, I'm not paying attention to this.
Oh, no. Any group that Lucas is in is just absolute and a hard pass.
And then you got Taeyong and Mark, which are strong rappers.
Literally my vice. My vice jugger.
Yeah.
But I do want to do like a quick shout out to CL, who did have her comeback.
Yes.
And oh my gosh, I'm so... Like, don't get me wrong, I love Jessie. I think she, like, she's killing it.
So cool, like, yeah.
There's something about CL that is so, like, she's, like, the quiet scary.
Yeah.
Like, not in a bad way. But, like,
she's, like not loud about it, but she's just, like, naturally has that charisma.
Yeah, where you're drawn to her, but you're also, like, I'm slightly intimidated by you. But, like, you're,
but she's really so cool, nice. But, like,
I'm also scared, but, like, I want to be your friend, but, like, also no.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So cool.
So, she did have her comeback, so everyone please go support her, because she, I mean, leaving YG was probably the best thing that she's done.
Oh, for sure.
For her career. And now we just need Blackpink to follow suit, and then we'll be good.
Yeah.
That's a different story. That's just my opinion. So
I think somebody should come up with a company called GY. And then just, like, all these groups that are leaving YG, just sign them on. And so instead of, like, you'll be Pink Black and LC.
LC.
Like, annoyingly in their face that we took their groups and made it better.
Oh my god. So the icon, you're like legend or something.
Legend. Like knockoff names.
Anyways, that's kind of all that we have today for our episode.
Yeah.
we kind of talked a little bit about, like, honestly, I feel like this episode is, like, got seven and the JYP mess.
Yeah. And it was, like, brief. Like, we could have dove way deeper into JYP.
Yeah, but maybe we'll just do a whole episode on, like, the different companies.
Oh, that'd be good. Compare them.
Mm-hmm. But, again, you guys, we just find things that we want to talk about or things that we've talked about a lot in the past and wanted to, like, talk about again. So, like, if you are like, this episode was caca, which, I mean, means crap, sorry. We're not sorry for it, but just stay tuned and maybe next week we'll, like, talk about something better or more applicable to you. If you don't like GOT7, just don't like us. Like, yeah. Just leave.
Sucks for you. I don't know.
Energy here, especially in 2020. but if there is anything that you are like, I wonder what their like opinions are on this. Like, just DM us on Instagram at the Stands Next Door, and we would be glad to discuss pretty much anything, like anything, because we find it all interesting. And also, just want a disclaimer: like, we are not just like, oh my god, they're so hot. Like, that's why we like them. Like, they're just, you know, like, we do also, like, a big part of us liking a group is their talent, mm-hmm. and, like, who they are and as people. And so we're,
yeah,
like, I don't want you guys to think that we're just, like, visuals only. Like, that's not it at all. It just so happens that they're all really hot. And, I mean, I think we can all agree that's bottom line. To be an idol, that's, like, a requirement.
You're going to find that in every group.
Yeah, so we just don't want you guys to think that. Like, we do really enjoy the music aspect of it.
For sure.
And maybe we can start talking. If you guys want that to be more spoken on, like, we could definitely go into more detail on, like, the music per se and not just the people. Like, more of, like, the songs and stuff like that, we'd be more than happy to. You just gotta let us know. Like, you gotta let us know, like, what you're feeling, what you're not feeling, and that way we can kind of narrow it down. Because in our heads, it's, like, all over the place.
Especially
<everywhere. laughs> So you guys let us know, like, if you like this, where we just kind of talk about this free range of ideas, or if you're like, no, we really want to hear about, like, music reviews, even though we're not professionals, or, you know, stuff like that. Like, just let us know so that we can, like, kind of tailor our thoughts to fit that.
Yeah. And maybe we'll do that for GOT7's next comeback.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe we'll do that for Super M.
Which is rumored to be in October.
Rumored. That means next October. October 2021. Probably. But Twice will come back next week and then skip 2 weeks and then come back again.
Yeah, I feel like they just came out with a song.
Didn't they?
I don't know. It just feels that way. Oh, it was their Japanese album. They, like, had, like, their best of Japanese album.
Oh, it's true.
If you haven't already, make sure to head over to Instagram and follow us. And if your bias is JB, make sure to head over to my Instagram and follow me.
If your bias is Yugyeom and he makes you physically upset and angry, make sure to head over to Instagram, to my Instagram, and DM me so we can discuss it, because that needs to be discussed.
She needs to let it out sometimes.
Yeah.
It gets pent up in her.
But we also belong to a studio, so if you want to follow our studio, you totally can. That's where we kind of post about not only this podcast, but our other podcasts as well. And you can follow them on Instagram at Daydream Media Studio, or you can go to our website, which we published, which is super cool. It is daydream.squarespace. No, just kidding. daydreammediastudio.squarespace.com. And that also is, like, pretty much everything. It's like the hub for everything. So you can head over there on your phone, on your tablet, on your laptop, whatever. And mm-hmm. you can kind of go through not only our podcast, but also our What We Tried podcast. That's also hosted by me and Katie. And then also our third podcast that we introduced this month. It is called Sinister Sisters. It's a podcast that I host along with my co-host, Amelia. And we do everything from true crime, conspiracy theories, urban legends, paranormal activity. Like, you get the gist. And you can follow us on Instagram at XOXO Sinister Sisters. Shameless plug. Gotta do it. But pretty much go to our website and you'll just see, like, everything.
Yeah. See you guys next week.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
Bye.
Okay. And we're gonna end it on that note.
Yeah. Yay.